We've got, I guess, the question sheet is going out around there somewhere, is it? Where? Oh, you got it? Okay, so write down your questions. Feel free to write down any question you'd like. And if you don't have a question, just pass it on to the next person. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Sivasati Gobhakta Vrinda. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Sivasati Gobhakta Vrinda. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sade Gobhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Ba, Hare Ba, Hare Ba, Hare Ba. Nitai go, Hare Bal, Hare Bal, Hare Bal, Hare Bal. Jaja Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. Jai Jai Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad.
Jai Vishnabhad, Saramahani, Sipri, Raj, Jairus, Pellas, Vishishimadis, Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupad ki, ISKCON's founder Acharya Srila Prabhupad ki, Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki, Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra Mahotsava ki, Go Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Everyone put your hands in the air. Everyone take a deep breath and say after me very loud, Hare Krishna. And again, Hare Krishna. Okay, that's a start. Let's have a little competition. We'll have the right hand side, this is my right hand side versus my left hand side, okay? So we'll see which side is the louder. So my right hand side. Everyone put your hands in the air, not the left hand side, just the right hand side. And take a deep breath. And after me very loud, Hare Krishna! And again, Hare Krishna! He's pretty good. All right, now, left hand side, what do you think? Do you think you can do anything about that? Hariha says you can, yes. Right. So, all right, hands in the air, left-hand side, everyone. And deep breath. And after me, very loud, Hare Krishna! And again, Hare Krishna! I think I have to judge that. Well, I think it was just about even, actually. That was pretty good. What did you think, Loka Bandhu Prabhu? About even, he said so, so it must be. All right. Anyway, well done. You're good devotees, good chanters, and that's a good start. It's a good start. At least Krishna will hear you. Yes, good. So, welcome to our questions and answers session here tonight. Where is the question sheet currently? Oh, there it is. Okay. So when you've written out your question, maybe someone can bring it up and we'll start on those questions and the sheet can continue around and you can write down more questions. Well, here we are at our Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. This is a very special festival for us and it's just a very special festival in general. I don't know if any or many of you were in the main tent. Just shortly after we arrived from the procession, then I was there and I was trying to explain a little bit of the history and the background to the Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. It's very deep. It's very beautiful. How Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna, they were enjoying their pastimes together in Vrindavan 5,000 years ago. It's very deep and very amazing. But then, after a while, when Krishna was about 16, then Krishna left Vrindavan. And when Krishna left Vrindavan, then all his loving devotees, so deeply attached to him and so much in love with him, you could say. Of course, not in exactly the sense that we may use the term being in love in this material world. That spiritual sense is much deeper. In fact, it is more or less incomparably deeper, actually. How much the devotees are loving Krishna, how much Krishna is loving the devotees, how Krishna is worthy of being loved, actually. Yes. We could look at ourselves and just try to evaluate a little bit. How much am I worthy of being loved? Thank you. Just hang on a sec. Wait. Oops. Just take it out again and give it out to someone else. Yeah. And we'll answer these to start off with. Yes. How lovable, really speaking, how worthy of being loved are we? We may need to be loved or want to be loved just in order to help ourselves or keep us together, really. But how wonderful are we? So that people could actually really love us like that and that would be the right thing. Yes. So, but Krishna, He's truly lovable. He's worthy of loving. Because he is really the most wonderful person. The most generous person. The most kind person. The most merciful person. So, like this. Because Krishna is so kind to his devotees, he extends himself to his devotees. So he is worthy of being loved. He's truly lovable. But generally within this world, if there is talk of love, that I love you, you love me, this sort of idea, particularly between the sexes, then it's not so much how nice you are, kind, merciful, and generous, and devoted to me you are, but it's more just a matter of, are you satisfying my senses? It's more like that. Are you satisfying my senses? Am I getting pleasure out of you? And not so much, what can I do for you? How can I please you? No, it's more, how can you please me? In fact, when I was young, back in the old days, my gosh, about 40 years ago, almost, the Beatles, have you heard of the Beatles? Beatlemania. The Beatles brought out a song, one of their first songs, and it was, in retrospect at least, I can understand how honest that song was. The name of the song was, Please Please Me. Please Please Me. In other words, I want something from you. I want pleasure from you. So please give it to me. Or else. I'll find someone who will, and you can just do whatever you like. Well, that's the nature of material life in many ways. But Krishna, he is truly lovable because he doesn't really care so much what is in it for him, but he wants to please his devotees. And he is pleasing and helping his devotees in so many ways. And the devotees feel very inspired to please him without worrying about what's in it for me. Yes, what am I going to get out of this relationship? Not like that. There's one nice example. There are many nice examples, but one is that when Krishna left Vrindavan and he went to Mathura, then Radharani and the gopis and the other inhabitants of Vrindavan, they were still there in Vrindavan on their own. No Krishna. So, Srimati Radharani was so, feeling so much separation from Krishna. Oh, completely overwhelmed. And she thought, I can't take it. I can't take it. I'll just commit suicide. And then it'll all be over. At least she was expressing herself like that. It'll all be over. No more pain. I'll commit suicide. Finished. So she was thinking like this and talking like this. And then some of the other gopis, they came and said, you know, you're feeling so much pain being separated from Krishna. It's so hard for you. But just think, if you kill yourself, and then when Krishna hears about it, then what will Krishna think? Krishna will be so upset that she committed suicide because of me. Or she just committed suicide for any reason. Krishna will be so upset. So, don't kill yourself, because it'll be disturbing, displeasing for Krishna. So when Radharani heard that, she hadn't thought about it like that. When she heard that, she realized, oh yes, that's true. So then she thought, I can't kill myself. Because even though, of course, in a certain sense only, even though it would relieve me of my distress, but it would be distressing for Krishna, so I can't do it. I'll just go on tolerating whatever distress there is for me, but I don't want to upset Krishna. So this is the mood. This is the mood of Krishna consciousness, actually. On the highest level, that is the mood of pure love that is there between Krishna and his devotees, and the devotees and Krishna. And that is the mood that we should be trying to cultivate in our attempts in Krishna consciousness. How can I develop that mood? Selfless mood of just trying to serve Krishna and please Krishna and not worry about what I may need or want or any concerns of my own. So we should try. We should try to cultivate that mood. It's very important. This is the essence of Krishna consciousness. It's the essence of Krishna consciousness. And of course, we are not so advanced like Radharani or the inhabitants of Vrindavan, but at least we can try to start cultivating this mood and not be so concerned about ourselves. Normally in religion, people are involved in religion because they have certain desires that they want fulfilled by religion, generally. This is why in Christianity they say, what is that? Give us this day our daily bread. They want bread. Everyone wants bread, but they want bread from God. Yes. Yes. So, it's just a means for getting some ordinary thing, but in some supernatural type of way. You know, one of our devotees, Dina Bandhu Prabhu, you may remember him, he was here last year for Rath Yatra. He's staying mainly in Vrindavan in India. Very nice devotee. So I met him when I was there a couple of months ago in Mayapur. He had just come from the Kumbh Mela. Perhaps you heard about that, Kumbh Mela festival. Big, big festival. Really very big. The biggest gathering of human beings of any sort in history, in recorded history at least. So he said he was there. And he was going around having a look at all the different places and the different people and what they were doing and what talk was going on and, you know, where everyone was at, you could say, what they were into, what they were offering, and what the people were interested in. And he said he came to a very interesting realization. The realization was, he said, that at the Kumbh Mela, and it applies in so many cases, just generally, as far as religion is concerned. So he said, his realization was, everyone, that means all the sadhus and priests and, you know, all the spiritual religious people who were there, and everyone was coming to them. He said that at the Kumbh Mela, everyone is a doctor and everyone is a business advisor. And that was what was going on, mainly. Two things were going on. Yeah. And I've experienced that myself. Someone comes up to me, oh, Swami, I've got headache and all. So, you know, after years of dealing with headaches, occasional headaches, I have come to the conclusion myself, if anyone asks me what to do about a headache, my conclusion is, if you want to help yourself when you've got a headache, take Disprin. This is my honest and practical conclusion, and I do it. So if someone comes up, oh, Swami, I got headache and all, then I, of course they expect something like, oh, yes, you know, pray in this way or something or other. But no, I've decided now to be honest and say, look, I prefer Disprin. I tried Panado. It didn't work so well. Aspirin upsets my stomach. So I find Disprin, as long as you dissolve it in the water, it's pretty good. So everyone's a doctor. And everyone's a business advisor. Yeah. How can we make money? By God's grace. So, you know, when they come up that, oh, Swami, I've got headache, then what does it mean? They're approaching the Swami, or in a sense they're approaching God. And the idea is God becomes a substitute for Disprin. Instead of taking Disprin, you ask God. And then away goes your headache. So, God becomes a substitute for Disprin, or the chemist, the pharmacist. But this is not what religion is about. Even, you know, a very interesting thing happened while Prabhupada was on the planet. We were building our temple in Juhu Beach, Bombay. Some of you may have been there. And the devotees were talking with Prabhupada about how nice it was going to be, such a nice temple. Many people would come, and we want people to come and get them involved and so on. So one devotee said that, you know what? The temple in Tirumala, at Tirupati, Tirumala, up on top of the hill there, the Balaji temple, Venkateshwar temple, I'm sure many of you have heard of that Tirupati. Actually, Tirupati is the town at the bottom of the hill, but it's Tirumala, where the temple is. Such a famous temple. It is the, anyway, one of the most heavily visited religious places in the world. Maybe Mecca is more, or it's in the top three, at least, with Mecca and St. Paul's in Rome. There's so many people, so many people. But you know that maybe earlier this century, at least, it was not such a popular temple. In fact, if you go there, you'll see it's just a small temple, actually. It's about as big as this tent. The actual temple itself, or maybe even a little smaller. And going back to earlier this century, not many people used to go there. Because it's way out. It's way up on top of the hill. They used to have to walk up the hill. That's a big job. It takes all day, actually. So not a lot of people would go there. But what they did, this one devotee was explaining to Prabhupada, they started a rumor. They started a rumor that Mr. Such and Such from somewhere, he went there and he prayed to Venkateshwar for money. And he got lots of money. Then someone else started another rumor. It was a conspiracy, sort of, that another one, Mr. Patel from Gujarat, from Navsari, he went there. He prayed for loads of money. He got tons of money. And all these different people from all over, they went and prayed. They got so much money. So they started a rumor. Now you might think, how can they start a rumor like that? I'll give you a little example. Yesterday, there was a rumor that our procession was starting from Addington. I don't know if any or many of you heard it, but people came to me saying, "What's going on? We were told that it's starting at Addington."